Books on Tape presents Slan Hunter by A.E. Van Vogt and Kevin Anderson. Read by Scott Brick. Introduction by Lydia Van Vogt. It is wonderful to be asked to tell the story of the evolution of Slan Hunter, or Slan 2, as our family knew it for years. Since its original publication in 1940, Slan has continued to be Van's most popular novel. There have been fan clubs, discussion groups, countless articles and dissertations, and even a commune inspired by Slan. The novel remains in print to this day, half a century after its original publication. Van and others discussed the possibility of a sequel over the years, but nothing was ever seriously considered until my son Greg began pursuing the idea with Van in late 1988. Moved by his enthusiasm and his view that Slan and its fans deserved a conclusion to the story, Van told Greg to put together his ideas and they would go from there. By mid-1989, a working outline had been completed and Van began writing the actual novel. Prior to this, neither Greg nor I had actually been involved in the creation of one of Van's works. Though we knew to an extent how he wrote notes of ideas and dialogue, we did not know how he put it all together. Van usually took a year to get the final draft of a novel, so we gave him his space to create. As he continued to add pages of work to the working files of Slan 2, the project seemed to be moving along quite well. At the beginning of 1990, however, an unexpected conversation regarding the choice of endings for the novel raised concern.